Nolte, Kevin Spacey cleared after 6 years of Hollywood blacklisting. By John Nolte on July 26, 2023. Based solely on allegations, two-time Oscar winner Kevin Spacey was blacklisted by all of Hollywood for 6 years before being cleared of every allegation hurled against him. In 2017, after actor Anthony Rapp accused Spacey of sexual misconduct, Netflix fired the House of Cards star. The rest of the industry then created a blacklist so total. Spacey's role as J. Paul Getty in All the Money in the World, which was completed and in the can, was recast with Christopher Plummer and reshot. Today, after a month of courtroom drama, a London jury cleared Spacey of the last remaining allegations against him. Spacey faced 7 counts of sexual assault from 4 men during his time as the artistic director of London's Old Vic Theatre. He was found not guilty on all 7 counts. Last year, a New York jury cleared Spacey after Rapp filed a $40 million lawsuit over the sexual misconduct he alleged happened in 1986. A jury heard all the evidence and refused to award Rapp a dime. The jury found that Spacey did not touch a sexual or intimate part of Rapp, meaning it could not find him liable under the Child Victims Act. In 2019, a sexual assault charge in Massachusetts against Spacey was dropped entirely after the case imploded over tampered evidence. Over the course of months of pre-trial hearings, it emerged that the mother of Spacey's accuser had deleted potentially exculpatory data from her son's cell phone before turning it over to police, and that the lead investigator in the case did not file a report stating the mother's voluntary admission until just last month, in June 2019, more than 3 years after the alleged encounter. Defense attorneys, who compared the results of the state's forensic examination of the phone with screenshots of the group chat conversation from that night that the accuser had texted to investigators, concluded that key parts of those conversations had been deleted before the phone was turned over to investigators. This man has been smeared for 6 years as a pervert, predator, and child molester. For 6 years, he's been dragged through the mud, through the legal system, and likely spent a vast part of his fortune on legal fees. Yes, this fascist hashtag MeToo movement has destroyed another innocent man. Hollywood's re-embrace of McCarthyism has cost Spacey everything. The whole industry judged and sentenced Spacey before he had spent one day inside a courtroom. Spacey lost 6 years of income, of opportunity, of the thing actors love most, the ability to practice his craft, over nothing more than age-old allegations hurled in the heat of Hollywood's latest witch hunt. It's the Johnny Depp story all over again. An industry already desperately short of talent and movie stars is so riddled with fear and puritanical partisan zeal it is willing to burn proven talent and stars like Spacey and Depp alive before a single juror hears the case. With Woody Allen, it never went to court. 2 states found him innocent in 1993 and declined to press charges. Allen was still burnt alive. The hate, fear, and intolerance of the entertainment industry towards the accused, towards normal Americans, towards men and Christians and the working class are what is destroying the industry. And you know what? I would be okay with that, but it makes me ill to watch anyone annihilated by false accusations after being found guilty in left-wing Hollywood's obscene kangaroo court of public opinion. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.